Good evening. I was told I was quiet last time, so I'll try and get as close to this as possible. A rather disappointing yet humorous thing that brought many things to reality in my mind happened to me yesterday. It is rather interesting because just Sunday evening I told a couple of the Craig girls while they were riding to the IHOP with me and my wife that I thoroughly detest speeding and do the best I can to avoid it. So, I'm driving 32 in a 35, yet I'm cited for going 12 over the speed limit. Why is that? Because for the load of things that I had on my mind, for everything I had going upstairs, turning, I wasn't watching what I was doing and where I was doing it. I was not being diligent. I was not exercising the due care that each driver is supposed to take when behind the wheel. But how does that parallel to us as Christians? And that's what I want to discuss this evening. We can go through this life within the bounds of what we are able to do as Christians, but sometimes things get in the way. Sometimes things distract us. Things such as work. Getting too caught up in work. Can't meet with the brethren. Can't go to Bible study. Can't study. Can't visit who I need to in the hospital. Can't visit the sick. School. I have so much homework. I'm a student. I know what homework is. There's a lot of homework to be done. Still need to make time. Cannot let that distract. Then there's all the family we have. I don't know how large everybody else's family is, but I don't have that large of a family, and I still have trouble managing my family. But do we let that distract us from those things that are important? Do we pray as often as we should? Oh, I can't pray, I'm driving. Yeah, right. I can pray and drive, especially if I'm on the highway. If I'm at a stoplight and I know it's going to be 30 seconds, I have 20 seconds to put in a short prayer to God. If I'm studying, do I have a lunch break? Do I have time between class that I can open my Bible? If I have class and then I have work, which I do from time to time, do I have time between class and work to open my Bible? Am I in such a rush in my daily time that I do not have a moment to use that due care as a Christian to choose the words that I say, to do the actions that I make, such as hang out with the wrong type of people, all sorts of things. One verse that popped into my mind straight off the bat, and I will read from the ESV since I believe it correctly puts the sentiment of the passage. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. This is what came to me after I was cited yesterday. And rightfully so. I was speeding in a school zone. They sneak up on you. Okay. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. For your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We have to be collected in mind. That's what that sober means. King James and the New King James both read vigilant. Guess what that means? Watchful. We have to be watchful. If we're not watching out for the things that we're doing, guess what? We're going to find ourselves violating God's laws, not doing what we need to do, not exercising that due care. And on the day of judgment, in a sense, God will be that policeman that pulls you over and says, guess what? You violated the law. Yes. We don't want that to happen. So we as Christians need to be watchful. We need to be vigilant and exercise that due care that each one as Christians are to operate our lives. If you have not started that journey with Christ, it is a journey down a long road, life road. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's easy. But if you haven't started that, we pray that you would. All you have to do is the same thing every other Christian on the face of the planet has done. Is hear the word of God. Believe what you hear. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Repent of your sins. That doesn't mean say, I'm sorry, and then continue living the way you were. That means turn away from it. Don't do it anymore. Or make every effort not to, at least. Then confess again. Well, I mean, not necessarily again, but at least confess to men that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's a pretty easy thing to say and admit this one time. But it is also a life of confession that you must lead. And then be baptized for the remission of your sins. To have your sins washed away. Not many places will tell you need to do that. But that is very key when you study your Bible. Believe and be baptized. If you have started your walk with Christ and you have not taken that due care, we ask that you would think about it for a minute. And if we can help you set things right, we're here and we're ready. If there is any way we can help you this evening in this matter, please come while we stand and while we sing.